Hella Reed on that Facebook page, also on the subject of candles. What's the healthiest way to extinguish a Christmas candle? Dominic, any ideas?
I guess if you cover it, then it becomes smothered in carbon dioxide, and that means it's going to go out very quickly. And
what about the pinch technique? I suppose that's slightly unhealthy if you burn yourself in the process.
You want to be quite careful doing that, yes.
But actually probably healthy in terms of what's been given out, because the bad thing for you is if you have partially burnt things, you get carbon monoxides and nasty hydrocarbons and things. And so if you can get it going from burning cleanly to being out as soon as possible, that's probably the most healthy. But I wouldn't, unless you're doing it every day all the time, I don't think it's going to kill you.
Well, here's something that's very healthy for your brain. Tell us about what you have in mind for kitchen science. This is an all-time favourite experiment. Off you go, Dave.
This is one of my favourites. It just, it's so simple and so surprising. All you need is an oven shelf, or in fact, a metal coat hanger, just something kind of metal which you'll kind of vibrate when you hit it, and a piece of string. And all I want you to do is tie the piece of string onto the oven shelf or onto the coat hanger. So you've got it hanging off there, hanging free. And I just want you to tap it with something, a pencil or something like that, see what sound it makes, and then wrap the string around your finger, bend your finger over so you've got your knuckle, then push that knuckle just onto the bone just in front of your ear, lean over so the metal thing isn't touching anything, then bash it again.
It is really smashing. We'll actually be coming back to that shortly in the programme, and you can find out what other people are hearing when they have a go.